seen all season, but if they could just put it all together in a full package, they could be a deadly team.
Right.
So this one's booted off to about the 20-yard line where number 29, Evan Gasho, picks it up for Lakers. And he has one man to beat. He's out to the 45-yard line, the 40, in the Bad-X territory at the 30. And he's finally brought out of bounds at the 23-yard line. Evan Gasho, number 29, carries it for about, I'd say, about 50 yards.
Now, I hope I don't butcher this, but oh, number 12, Ryan Samatica. What?
Smakala.
Smakala made the hit. Yeah.
Smakala there for Bad X, bringing him out of bounds at the 24-yard line. 20-yard line.
Thanks to Ed Walker and the crew over there.
So, Lakers with a very short field to work with. 3 yards to go for a touchdown. With 6:20 remaining, it is no longer a running clock because less than 35 in the second half. It's a 30-point differential currently. First and 10 for the Lakers with a slot man to the left. Two men in the backfield. Post hands it off to number 32. That's a new man for the night. Number 32. That was, let me look at his first carry of the night. That's number 32, Madison Hamill.
Metzger on the hit for the Hatchets, number 33. They've got, looks like they've got a host of new players in there as their jerseys look a little white, but they're pulled out. I don't know if they did that for effect or not, Clark, to show they've been playing. I don't know.
I'm not exactly sure. So, Lakers bringing in the second string, trying to get as much experience on the field as possible down the road. Same formation. Slot receiver to the left, two men in the backfield, post under center, second and 7 for the Lakers at the 20-yard line of the Hatchets. Hand off to number 32, Hamill again, gets to the line of scrimmage, then scrambles for another yard, brought down at the 19.
By Brett Metzger, number 33 for the Hatchet, was in on that one.
So it's a long yard there for Hamill, down at the 20-yard line of Bad X. Brings up 3rd and 6 3/4. Very precise marking there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you must have been to Thumb National Bank that's located down in Pigeon, Caseville, and Cass City.
Don't forget about those two locations in Bay City.
That's right. It's a wonder you were able to come up with those precise numbers.
Well, you know, I try my best over here. Anyway, post center, handoff to number 32 once again. Moves ahead for about 3 yards, brought down. It brings up fourth down and about 4.
Number 47, Spencer Kelly. Making the hit for the Hatchets.
4th and 5 now for the Lakers with 4:28 remaining in for the homecoming edition of this game in Bad X. Lakers leading 42, Bad X 12.
And our king was Spencer Kelly.
Kelly.
And our queen was Shelby Flager. Our guest last week.
That's right.
Yes.
On our halftime show, volleyball player, senior, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, post center, slot to the left. Hand off to number 32, Hamill once again. Gets past the line of scrimmage and then past the first down marker and then past the 10-yard line. And the pile just keeps pushing him.
We got a rugby match going, not a football game going.
That's right.
I don't know who to give a... They just kept a rugby match,
pick,
folks.
Pick 11 numbers and there you go.
Right, is they get the ball and they start pushing the pile. And that's what, well, 11 was in the pile, and they were going places.
Am I correct in saying that's a scrum?
That's correct.
Aha.
Yes.
That's Sports Media 2 at Michigan State. That's right. Jern 332.
Yeah.
Tuition dollars hard at work there.
Uh-oh. I hope Mom and Dad didn't know you took that class.
Oh, it was a requirement.
It was a requirement.
That's right.
Oh.
Yes. So, 6-yard gain there for Hamill. And the rest of the Lakers pushing him forward. Brings up 1st and goal at the 9-yard line. And off to number 32, Hamill once again gets down to about the 1-yard line. And the arms are up. Touchdown, Lakers. Madison Hamill in for the touchdown after a 9-yard carry, making it now 48. Lakers, Bad X 12, with 3:14 left in the fourth. And looks like Brewer is at 29 out there.
22 is kind of...
That 22 up there.
Throwing like he got hurt on the leg.
Brody Tremner, a junior, back in a linebacker for the Lakers. Looks like his arm got a nice stinger there on his right arm.
I think he was the lead blocker on that play, Clark.
So 3:14 left in this one. The Lakers strikes again. And they go for two, and they get the two.
Yep, 22 carried it, Clark.
So you're tuning to WLIW. It is 48 Lakers, Bad Axe 12, excuse me, Lakers 50, Bad Axe 12 with 3:14 left in the fourth. You're tuned to WLIW.
As the fall weather rolls in, it's important to have the following items checked by a professional like Gary's Car Care of Elkton. Battery cables and terminals, belts and hoses, air filters, windshield wipers, and all fluids, including antifreeze, oil, brake fluid, power steering fluid, automatic transmission fluid, and windshield washer fluid. Fall, along with less favorable weather, also means shorter days and longer nights. So be sure your headlights, taillights, and turn signals are in proper working order and shining at the appropriate levels. Contact Gary's Car Care today so you'll be ready before colder weather sets in. That's Gary's Car Care of Elkton.
And we're back here in Bad Axe. Lakers strikes again with 3:14 left in the for regulation here in the fourth quarter. It is now Lakers 50, Bad Axe 12, homecoming here in Bad Axe tonight. And Lakers going to be kicking off left to right across your radio. Back for the Hatchets is number 20, Seth Geiger, number 3, Mark Amon. Amon catches it from his 12-yard line, pushes ahead to the 30. He's out to the 35 and brought down finally at the 40. A very good return there for Amon. Now to the 4-yard line, but we have a player down at the 27-yard line of, and it's a hatchet. Can't quite see the number.
Andrew Pionk made the hit for the Lakers. Looks like 87 from here. And Daniel Brown.
Yes, that would make sense. So we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLIW. Injury timeout in Bad Axe.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And back here in Bad Axe, it was number 87, Daniel Brown. He gets up on his own power. Little sore coming off the field.
He had a block to help Amon get through into the middle there and up to about the, I believe you called it the 38-yard line?
Yes, the 38-yard line out there. So, first and 10 for the Hatchets with 2:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. Lakers 50, Bad Axe 12.
Amon got a good return on that as the Hatchets start here with a man in motion.
And creating a slot formation, handoff to number 33, Metzger. He gets out for about 8 yards, out to about the 47-yard line.
Crone and number 33 for Nathan Crone, and number 33 for the Lakers being... I don't see it at 33 on here, so only the shadow knows.
That's
that
right.
One is.
Second and two now for the Hatchets T formation, still with Braden under center, three men in the backfield. Metzger, Kelly, and number 4, Dylan White. Hand off to White around the left side, gets the first down, and he's still on his feet out to the 45-yard line into Laker territory. Gain of 8 on the play. First and 10 for the Hatchets with a running clock.
Number 29 for the Lakers making the hit.
And Ubley finishes their route over Brown City. 46-14, Ubley wins. So, very lopsided score there for Ubley over Brown City. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets at the Laker 45-yard line with a minute and a half left. And this one in Bad Axe. T formation still for the Hatchets. Right under center. Hands it off to his third man, Dylan White. Caught in the backfield. Loss of about a 1 on the play. Brings up second and 12, according to the spot. Loss of 2.
Number 86 for the Lakers, and that's being...